Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question, what did you get caught doing or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So, you remember, you guys remember driving
away? Right. Jesus, man.
Wow. Strong thoughts.
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Words?
You do? You don't?
Sucker. Mother...
And pays all for him.
Remember, please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, people under 40 would never know what a driving movie is. Right. Go ahead.
Anyway, so a buddy of mine, we pulled up to the Everett 128 drive-in, and it was when me, myself, and Irene and Mission Impossible were in the theaters. Right. Anyways, so we pulled up there, and we had two cars deep. We had the homie Master Bates in the trunk.
Oh, right. God.
Bedroom colors. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Ah, stop cussing.
Come on, man.
Please keep those words in mind when calling.
Wow.
Now back to the program.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't swear once during that screening process. I'm amazed that he couldn't get a sentence out without it this time around.
To be fair, he did vary it up to two different bad words.
God.
Yeah, you're right. Credit to that.
Mostly people repeat the same one when it happens.
Well, the good news is if you happen to be checking us out on YouTube, you caught all that.
At
KISW Rock. I mean, that's value right there.
Yeah, there you go. Bang for your buck.
You get to hear the dumbness.
I've never heard anybody so annoyed that people might not know what a drive-in theater was. Right. It's like, well... They've been gone for a minute.
You notice that, right? Yeah. They haven't been around for a while.
Backing it up to our bad choices, I did look it up. It's Khalees is how you say that.
Khalees. What else has Khalees done?
Khalees. I don't know what else Khalees.
I'm just saying, are they both one-hit wonders here?
Let's see.
I'm guessing.
I mean, she had a couple songs.
All right.
Let's see. Milkshake, Bossy, Trick Me, Millionaire, Get Along With You.
I think Bossy was pretty big.
Bossy.
Doesn't matter. Bossy. Pac-Man Fever's going to win.
You think so?
I hope so.
It's close right now, dude.
Is it?
Yeah.
Back to what you were saying. If you are with a drive-in movie theater, that's about the same time frame as far as knowing Pac-Man Fever.
Someone here says there's one in Oak Harbor.
Okay, but...
Right. They're not prevalent is the point.
And Oak Harbor is... You're kind of out there.
Say what you really want to say, Ted.
You're saying they don't have, regular movie theaters.
Well, I'm sure they have one with, two screens.
Yeah.
I'm just... Sorry, Oak Harbor. But,
they know.
Yeah.
They know where they live.
They used to have them in Fremont during the summer. They
did, drive-in?
They just project...
There's outdoor movies.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
I understand
that. That's a picnic.
Problem is that the problem with those is the sound sucks.
They're terrible.
With drive-ins, now... They have basically a FM frequency.
Yeah, they go through your radio. You used to be
put that little stereo in your car.
Hook that little thing over your window.
The problem is, you got to worry about your battery.
Three-hour
movie.
I don't want to offend anybody here locally, but.
But you're going to.
The one in Laurel where I grew up, man, they closed it when I was a kid. Built a Costco.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
What did you get caught doing or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-ROCK.
If any place could open a drive-in movie theater, it'd be a place like Costco.
Right? Yeah.
You park and it's just like, now we have a limited menu, but all those free samples, all of those things are available to you if you order. Yeah. I would go.
Well, look, if you have a giant parking lot already, I mean, if you're going to close and you're going to wait till dark, so just use that parking lot, put up a screen.
Why not?
Game on. I mean, it's not like you have to have an individual place to do it. Just find a mall parking lot. Put up a giant-ass screen.
Because the thing is, the mall's closed by 9, right?
Right.
So start your first movie at 9:30.
That's exactly right. Just hang out in the parking lot.
Well, have you been to a movie lately?
To a movie?
A movie theater?
I mean, the last one was probably, what, Sharknado? Or what was the other one?
Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, Cocaine Bear.
Those theaters are so nice now.
They are, man.
I mean, when I went to see F1, I was loving life.
Well, the Tracyton movie theater was nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't see a movie there, but...
No, I don't understand the desire to sit in my car and watch a movie.
No, you're right. I don't. And the sound was crap. I don't want to do it, but the novelty of it was nice.
Right. Cars were more comfortable back then.
And for teenagers, let's be honest. You want to get handsy, right? You're in the sanctity of your car. I think drive-ins did really well for that reason.
If you're four people, the people in the back can't see.
They can't hear.
You're double dating. You can't see.
But that's why they're getting handsy. It's understood that no one's really going to pay attention to the movie. It's all about getting to third base. Yeah,
there was also bench seats in those old cars. You don't have those anymore.
Those are gone. My grandmother grandfather used to take me to the drive-in movie theater in Huntington, West Virginia, the East End drive-in. The night we went, it rained. Mm-hmm. And his windshield wipers just... This is the 70s.
Yeah.
And the windshield wipers just sucked. And they squeaked.
You're watching the movie and it's raining?
It's a drive-in movie theater.
That is awful.
It was. I just didn't know any different. I just, you know, whatever the weather is, you're out there and you're in it.
Yeah.
So the windshield wipers are going, and you have a little. At that point in time, you had a little like walkie-talkie thing that you put on.
You kind of strapped it over your window.
Yeah. So it was, you know, the window's got to be a little bit down.
And like the outdoor movies, I get right.
Sure.
Especially if you're dating a girl, you go sit outside.
I love that stuff. Right.
Yeah. Bring some salami, all that crap. And they
well, but also
you're not wrong.
But also,
all right, I'm just like, look, let's just suck it up and pay the price to go see it in the theater.
It's a picnic. I don't want you to sit outside to watch the movie.
Right.
Well, some people did bring chairs, but at the same point in time,
I don't want to have to bring anything other than my wallet.
What I do remember was we were going to go there and we were going to eat and watch the movie.
Yeah.
So it starts to rain. But the way that they did this, when you would walk up to the concession stand,
and you have to walk back,
they would give
you
a tray, and tray would clip on the window of your car. So you'd roll your window down a little bit, and the food was like on the outside.
Yeah, it's like going to Sonic,
which is a little bit strange because you know, bird
your food to get cold,
eat it, poop on it, like all those things. But you can't do that in the rain. You can't just have your food in the rain.
No.
Can't do a soggy burger.
So we're hungry. It's raining.
Can't see the movie.
What did you get caught doing, or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803.
Honestly, that sounds horrible.
It really does.
It's like you're at a drive-in theater. It's raining. Granddad's got the wipers going. Yeah. Like,
and keep in mind, it was by the carload. So, you know, there was one near our place in Masontown, Pennsylvania, when I was growing up. It's by the carload. So this is when you park your car outside. Four people get into the trunk. You know, you bring folding chairs. You go in there looking like a lowrider. You sneak everybody in. Trunk pops open. Everybody jumps out. You grab a chair. You sit down. Watch a movie.
Yeah, it kind of sucked.
You just worked
but it's what you knew. I mean, looking back, it was freaking awful. Because we were in Rochester the last time I went to a drive-in. And it's just cold all the time. It was you'd be excited to go as a kid, in spite of the fact that you knew the experience kind of blew. You know, like my father would say, do you want to see the movie? We're like, hell yeah, drive in. Hell yeah. And then on the way there, like, right, the window's going to be cracked. It's 15 degrees outside. The food, I mean, seriously, I mean, like the food, you got hot fries. They were absolutely frozen. Dad's smoking in the front. Like, looking back, I don't know why we got excited.
They would also do the marquee movie as soon as they could. And then typically a double feature.
Yep.
And the double feature was like the latest horror movie.
Yeah.
Always a B movie.
Like, Death Race 2000.
Yeah.
Or something that was more adult. They would show up until like midnight.
Chance of seeing boobs.
What did you get caught doing or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803.
I was going to say, I'm also the generation where like most of the movie theaters were in the mall.
Yep.
So like if we went to see a movie, it was hours long event. Because then you walk around the mall, you go to the food court, you know. If me and Miles went, right, and we're in 7th or 8th grade together, like, you hope we run into some chicks.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a whole thing.
That is why parents always seem so cool. Like, would you like to see a movie? Because your ass was gone for, like, 7 hours.
Yeah.
I always thought my parents were so nice, and then I thought back. I'm like, nah, they just want to get us out of the house.
Yeah.
There's $5. Call us when you're done. Don't be in a hurry.
Going to the mall on the weekend, doing the food court, the arcade, doing the movie thing. That was
you got to go to that candy store to get the sourest candy imaginable.
Everything.
Somebody try to impress people.
Spit it out halfway through.
Somebody at Pepperidge Farm and throw you a little piece of meat or cheese.
Those guys, they were loose.
Go to that weird corner store, look at the knives.
Watch the guy play the organ. Dun, 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 dun.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.